Okay, now we begin with a completely different topic. Up to now, we have discussed a class of methods, which are the Monte Carlo methods, which are stochastic methods in the sense that we visit the state space using some probability method, some probabilistic method. So we use a Markov chain to visit the state space. There is a different class of methods which are called the molecular dynamics methods. What is the main difference between these two methods? Well, the problem is that as far as the equilibrium properties of the systems, Monte Carlo methods are usually better than molecular dynamics because they visit the state space in a much more efficient and faster way. On the other hand, in some cases, we are interested in dynamical properties. So we want to know how the system evolves, but in real time. And of course, the Monte Carlo method is not appropriate to describe a real dynamics. The correct dynamics at the classical level is obtained instead using molecular dynamics. So in most of the cases, molecular dynamics is only of interest if we're interested in studying dynamics. So we are interested in studying not equilibrium thermodynamical properties, but properties which involve the evolution of the system. So dynamical properties, both in equilibrium, but also under non-equilibrium conditions. So let's discuss now this new class of methods that are relevant whenever we want to discuss the dynamics. Molecular dynamics is naturally defined in the microcanonical ensemble, in which the total energy of the system is fixed. In the microcanonical ensemble, average values of functions of momenta and coordinates are obtained by integrating these functions on the surface, defined by the fact that H, the Hamiltonian of PQ, is a constant. It's equal to the total energy E. So how do we sample microcanonical surface? The idea is the following. Choose a starting point, Q0, P0, in phase space, and consider the Hamiltonian evolution. Hamiltonian evolution means that we solve the Hamilton's equation and we obtain for each time t, P of t and Q of t that correspond to the given starting conditions. And then we consider the temporal average. Temporal average, know that t here, capital T here, should not be confused with the temperature. Capital T here is the amount of time we consider, so it's the time interval. So the temporal average is the integral over time of A computed in PTQT divided by 1 over T. And we want to relate this quantity for large times to the canonical, microcanonical average, to the statistical average. And in the absence of additional conserved quantities, when the energy is the only conserved quantity in the system, the ergodic conjecture, ergodic hypothesis, is not a theorem, it's just a conjecture, which as far as we know is exactly true. The ensemble average, so the average over the surface in phase space where H is constant, coincide with the temporal average in the limit in which the time interval goes to infinity. So this is the basic relation which allows us to use molecular dynamics to compute ensemble averages. But in our case, we use periodic boundary conditions, because if we use periodic boundary conditions, we decrease boundary effects. But in this case, there is an additional conserved quantity. If there are no boundaries, there are no boundary forces, and so if there are no external fields, as we usually assume, all forces are internal forces. But then we know from basic physics, physics one, that if you have a system in which there are only internal forces, in which all the forces are related to the interaction of particles of the system, the total momentum P is conserved. So in this case, there is also the conservation of the total momentum. So the question is, if the ergodic theorem, or better, the ergodic hypothesis, is still true under these conditions. So we make two observations before giving an answer to this question. First of all, in thermodynamics, there is a preferred reference system. Whenever we speak in thermodynamics of the behavior, the thermodynamical behavior of a gas, we imagine that the container does not move. So the total, the velocity of the center of mass, so the total momentum of the molecule is supposed to be zero. And for instance, the Maxwell distribution of the velocities that we know from standard thermodynamics, of course, assumes that we have a box that does not move. The velocities are equally distributed. They have zero average, but of course, zero average means that the box is fixed, is still, it doesn't move. Analogously, in statistical mechanics, consider the canonical ensemble, for instance, and consider the total momentum of the particles, and we know that the total momentum of the particles is an extensive quantity that has zero average. This is trivial to prove in the canonical ensemble, in which the average momentum of each particle is zero, and of course also the total momentum is again zero. And again, this reflects the fact that the box in which we consider the system is fixed, it does not move. So there is this hypothesis, basic assumption in all our discussions, whenever we discuss the behavior of a gas or a fluid in a box, that the box does not move. And box that does not move means that the total momentum is zero. So what is our assumption? That the average value in the microcanonical ensemble of APQ is dominated by the configurations that have total momentum equal to zero, and that this relation becomes exact when the volume becomes infinite, essentially because this is the assumption that the box does not move. And so under this hypothesis, we conjecture that the average value in the microcanonical ensemble of A coincides with the molecular dynamics temporal average when we consider starting conditions such that the total momentum of our system is zero. So in our discussion of the molecular dynamics, we will always consider starting conditions such that the total momentum is zero. And then since momentum is conserved, the total momentum will be zero at any other time t larger than zero. It will remain zero if it starts from zero. And under these conditions, the temporal averages along trajectories will be assumed to converge to averages in the microcanonical.